Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We had a good football game last night. Welcome to Bet Sweats. Joe O, Sammy P on a Friday. Joe O is here. The connection, though, is not. Welcome to it. How about 29-28 last night? A game that we joked all day yesterday on the show. We're not going to watch it. We don't care about it. It's probably going to suck. Nope. It was good. And here we go. Atlanta trying to play spoiler in the NFC South. So Tampa was minus 300 coming into the week to win the division. And they take it on the chin. A vintage Kirk Cousins performance. 373 yards for Kirko, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Kyle Pitts had 11 catches for a buck 66, 3 touchdowns for Pitts, which I think equaled his touchdown total in the first 3 years of his career. And you want vintage Mike Evans? How about 6 and a buck 32 for the Tampa Bay wideout? Really good game, whole bunch of offense. Baker was good. Cousins was arguably great. And that's the NFL. That's why we watch. That's why we gamble. And that's why we talk about it. Joe O, do we have you? I think the answer is no. Paul Aspen, do we have you?
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, just I didn't watch a snap. Fantastic. I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch a snap. I held to we said we weren't going to watch it. I did not watch it. I went out to dinner. I enjoyed my night. I saw the score. I put in one bet. I did. Darnell Mooney. That did not come through. It was Pitts. Even though Pitts was in the room. Kyle Pitts. I feel like it's the game everyone's been waiting for. So now the Pitts, I mean, everyone who's been betting on Pitts time after time after time. I mean, let's face it. It's probably a one-off for him. But, yeah, that division's wide open. Is it Carolina? I mean, it's really interesting. I think if I had to pick a horse, it might be Carolina would be where I would look.
Pitts has such a wide career. And if you go and look at his reference page, you start at the top when he's the fourth overall pick in 21, and he's 6'6", 250. Then they just couldn't find the quarterback play. Then he was going through it. He was struggling. He had some drops. But if you go to his football reference page, it's very funny. Year number one, Pitts had 1 touchdown. Year number two, 2 touchdowns. Year number three, 3 touchdowns. year number four, four touchdowns. And here we are in year number five. Kyle Pitts has four touchdowns. So if you're a pattern person or a pattern freak, as they call them in the streets, one more touchdown and Pitts will have gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in five straight years. I like stuff like that, Paul.
I like it too. So next year, I mean, they set totals on this sort of things going into the season, right? Would they, what do you think? Would they give us, would it be 4.5? We might have to bet the under.
That's
next
a
year.
Good guess. Over. It's hard to make it over. Much higher.
Yeah.
It's hard to make it 5.5, 6.5, 7.5 because you look at the body of work, you know, if he's got one season where he cracks 4.5 and four where he doesn't, the math ain't math in there. So you got to make it relatively high. That price, though, to your point, in the NFC South, I mean, we're at a position where I'm actually thinking more and more about Carolina. And I know we joked the other day about a Panthers parlay with a Packers parlay or a Panthers parlay with a Patriots parlay to kind of just win these divisions. I mean, how are you taking Tampa watching what you've watched? And Joe hit on this yesterday. They've just been awful for weeks. It's not just a small win, though. It's been, what, 6 or 7 weeks now since Tampa was vaulted to the top of everybody's power rankings. My teammate at Fox, Tom Brady, had him number one in the NFL. Baker was third for the MVP. And now you look at it, and they've just let the entire division become a crapshoot. BetMGM this morning has Tampa -135, Carolina +110.
That being said, like, I would have to look at the Saints this week. It's not 3, it's 2.5. But Saints at home, it does feel like a tricky spot for Carolina. I know the Saints just beat the Bucks, but look, they play each other 2 of the last 3 weeks. If Carolina gets through this week, it's, you know, it's Saints and Bucks and Panthers playing each other for the division. Basically, look, the Panthers probably take an L against the Seahawks. The Bucks have the Dolphins. That's probably a win. So yeah, it really comes down to those two games. It's not Tampa. It would not be Tampa. And honestly, Sam, like, do either of these teams, like, they're going to be hosting a playoff game? I mean, they pull an upset at home. I'm just trying to think, like, how that, who they host and how that plays out. And we saw
finally here.
Jesus. Hey, there
oh,
he is.
Oh, hey.
No, Bucks or Panthers, Joe.
Doesn't matter as far as the playoff. It doesn't matter because they're going to lose to Seattle or the Rams, right? I mean, that's going to be your 4-5 at home. It's the Panthers. It's definitely the Panthers. This Bucks team, man, has been garbage for a while, like a month and a half now, and then people are surprised. The reasons we went over it yesterday, people want to point to the offense. It's the defense. And then what did Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts do to them last night? They can't stop anybody via the air. So how is Stafford, how is even Darnold going to look against them? It feels like it's going to be a freebie if it's them. Now, if it's Carolina, I think it's a little bit different. That's a team that's actually playing well at home. Tampa can't win at home. Carolina plays well at home. Their defense certainly balls out. But, yeah, I think it's going to be Carolina. If it's the Bucks, I would love it to be the Bucks. If I'm the 5 seed. That would be an awesome semi-bye, as ridiculous as that sounds.
Carolina is one of those teams, though, I put in a very, very finite bucket. They're a team that could win any game and lose any game. And mm-hmm. We've seen that. We've seen that with this quarterback, Bryce Young. What did Brinson call him the other day? The Broler coaster or the Brycer coaster or something. I'm like, oh, that makes sense because they get smacked by bad teams and then they beat the Rams as a 10-point dog. And you just sit there and scratch your head. If they were to put it all together, you know, the best teams in the league put it together 3 out of 4 games. The worst teams in the league, you just kind of like close your eyes, like pin the tail on the donkey when you're blindfolded. It could land right on the donkey. It could go straight into the wall. I also want to bring this up because Paul was talking about Panthers Saints this weekend. The elephant in every conversation when Carolina is favored is that the Panthers haven't won or covered a game when favored since September 23rd, 2021. Yeah. They are 0-11 straight up and ATS as a favorite.
It's going to happen. Is that the question?
All you got to do. All you got to do is lay 2.5.
Won't be me.
No. Yeah, I'm not really interested in it.
One other playoff note. It's just interesting that they host Seattle in December. They host Seattle next week. It's just, in 2 weeks, the end of December. It's just interesting. If that's 2 weeks later, yeah, right. They could host them again in a couple weeks. Just interesting. And Sam Darnold in the playoffs on the road. Not my favorite.
The look ahead has Tampa favored by 2.5 at Carolina next week. Why?
That can't be the line. Now, when they reopen it on Sunday, I think we're looking at a pick 'em.
Yeah. It's not still up. I think it's still up at some spots. Okay, because I see some went to 1.5.
Right, but they're going to take that down.
Depends what if they lose?
Well, you just said they're going to win.
Yeah, I do. I think so, but I don't know. I'm an idiot.
There's so many games this week, and I know we're going to talk about all the NFL games. There are so many games where you look at it, and if we were just pick the better quarterback or pick the better team, guys, which we're not. I mean, how do you not just take Buffalo -1 at New England? If I tell you in the summer that the Bills are going to go to New England in a not a must-win game, but a big game for their psyche, for the fan base, and Josh Allen's going to be laying 1 on the road against Drake May. Like, are you calling the bank or am I calling the bank? You know, Carolina -2.5. At New Orleans, Green Bay -2 at Denver. In the summer, Green Bay's going to the Super Bowl. And we don't even know if Denver's a playoff team yet. There are so many spots like that where you could easily take that public favorite.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And I don't know what to do yet.
Only Sam could take a Bucks Panthers conversation and then say, hey, let's bet the Bills again. It's true. Repeat every segment of the week. Like they asked me yesterday. They asked me yesterday at WGR about like how do I feel when Sam is so far in on the Bills and it's every day. I'm like, how do you feel?
A little worried about that run defense.
Said it's a strong case. Well, they've been better the last couple of weeks. Now, maybe the matchups have been easier, but they've actually been really good at it. It has not been an issue at all. And I don't know if it should scare us this week either, right? That's not a great rushing offense in New England. It's about the deep passing game. But, it is funny. Like, and I'm with you. That might be my favorite side of the week. it's not easy once you get to the end of the year, but yeah, we'll see what the final injury reports. You saw Benford yesterday, right? He popped on there. That would be bad, especially in this matchup against New England.
Sure.
But,
yeah, I mean, they could lose this game too. I would prefer that they don't. They could lose it and still get in and get hot. I don't think there's any team in the AFC that really scares me. And Buffalo might not scare you. I'm talking not to Joe, to you. If Buffalo doesn't scare you, I get it. I mean, there are flaws. And I think there's a lot to dislike with the way Sean McDermott handles some games on the sideline. Paul brings up the defense. I bring up you got to kill Allen. And the only team that's killed Allen is Kansas City, and they're not making it.
What? Let's play this game. They win. What's the Super Bowl number go to? They Buffalo? Lose. Yeah, Buffalo. What's the Super Bowl number go to?
Let's just add $2 either way. So okay. They're what, 9-1 I see. So if they win, they go to 7. If they lose, they go to 11.
That makes sense. If they win, do they jump any of those NFC teams? There's 4 NFC teams ahead of them, right? Are we still there? Because there were 3 or 4. I forget.
3.
There's 5 okay. in the mix. Okay, so the 3 of the top 4 are NFC teams, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then who's 5? Denver?
Broncos and Patriots. Actually, same number, 10-1.
Yeah. It's a bunch of NFC teams and a bunch of AFC teams. That's how they're lined up.
That's why I think if you're going to bet any market, and again, like I'm not going to sit here all day. Like I've made my case for Buffalo plenty. This is not a Buffalo show either. But like I think what you should do, no matter who you like in the AFC, you just make a pop on them to win the Super Bowl now. And I wrote about this in the story on Fox. Like whoever comes out of the AFC doesn't have to face Los Angeles, Seattle, Detroit, Green Bay, whoever else you want, Philly, San Francisco. You face one of those teams and you face them at the very end. At which point, if your team makes it and you got 9, 12, 20-1, whatever, you can't lose.
It's a very strong case, man. It really is. My hesitation, which probably shouldn't be a hesitation, is if they don't win this game, they don't win the division. Now you're the 5 seed. How do you feel about being the 5 seed? And what if it's Lamar in the first game? What if he turns it on?
That's fine. Like, as you say that right now, like, I'm kind of like, all right, I'll take my chances.
It's not like Tampa on the other side. Yeah, it's not like Tampa on the other side. I mean, the Bills.
I think it'll be bunkers. Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh will be the 4, in my opinion. But that's why I kind of wanted to take a step back. Like, if it's not Buffalo for you, pick somebody else in the AFC, and you avoid all those NFC landmines until the very end.
I honestly think I know odds won't agree with this. I honestly think the scariest team to play right now in the AFC that's not the Buffalo Bills is the Houston Texans. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Which we've talked about for about a month now.
And just to bring it full circle to where this conversation started, the Panthers, they're going to, like, if they get in, and we're saying they're going to get in, they're 125-1. They're not going to win the NFC. They're not going to win. But, like, it's a playoff team. We're saying right now, we're thinking of them as a – Bucks are 60 on the other side. But, like, neither of those teams are winning the Super Bowl. It's just interesting to see a number on a team that's going to get – that. Has a very good chance to get in at 125.
Bucks are
yesterday,
still favored
Joe,
to win. Yeah.
Bear comes on the NFL show on Bear Bets.
Oh, no.
Jags to win the AFC. I'm like, oh! Whoa!
Good luck, sir.
Oh, whoa! Doctor. Jags, Panthers, Super Bowl? Yes. All right. Wow. Friday Feels next. Oh, boy. Joe O. Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.